Leon Panetta, the 8-term California congressman who went on to direct Bill Clinton's Office of Management and Budget and to serve as Clinton's chief of staff, also served as the director of the CIA and the Secretary of Defense. He'll be in Baltimore tomorrow night, appearing on the Baltimore Speakers Series. Sheila Cass, the newly minted host of Midday here on WYPR, is the moderator of the Speakers Series. And last week, she spoke with Leon Panetta on the phone from the Panetta Institute in Monterey, California.
Now, Secretary Panetta, it has been just about a year since you published a memoir titled Worthy Fights, and you really took President Obama to task for lack of leadership, especially in Syria. A year later, how does Syria look to you?
Well, I think we all have observed that Syria is in chaos. The refugees that are pouring out of that part of the world, combined with a civil war that continues to destroy that country, this battleground between opposition forces, ISIS, as well as Assad's forces, is just resulting in the destruction of that country. So things are not good, that's for sure.
It's taken the United States a long time to open the door to more refugees. What do you think should be done?
Well, I'm the son of Italian immigrants. I have always felt that this country, with our Statue of Liberty, is a nation that welcomed refugees and immigrants from around the world. I can't believe that we can't do better in terms of accepting additional refugees from that part of the world. I know Secretary Kerry is talking about a target of perhaps now 100,000 instead of what they were talking about, which was about 10,000. So I would urge them to bring in at least 75 to 100,000 refugees. I think this country owes it to the rest of the world to play our role in trying to help these poor people.
Are you among those who believe that U.S. vacillation in Syria emboldened Russian President Putin to be more aggressive in Ukraine?
I think, Putin for a few years now has read, I think, weakness on the part of the United States, beginning with the Ukraine and his aggressive steps there and the failure, I think, to really draw the line on Putin in the Ukraine. And he now continues to extend his aggressiveness to Syria. I think it's very important for the president to show strength in dealing with Putin. You cannot deal with a bully through weakness. You have to show him that the United States is strong enough to be able to confront him if we have to.
Let me ask you the parallel question about the Islamic State. Do you believe lack of pushback from the U.S. in Syria gave momentum to ISIS?
Look, there's no question that we have been involved in a war on terrorism going back to 9/11. ISIS is really the latest metastasis of terrorism in that region. There are a lot of factors that contributed to ISIS. There's no question that the failure of Iraq to govern itself and to hold the various factions together in governing that country contributed to an opening for ISIS to be able to establish itself. I think the United States now recognizes that we have to confront ISIS. We cannot allow them to continue, because their goal is to ultimately attack the United States and establish their own Islamic State. That is unacceptable. The president has said we have an obligation to dismantle and defeat them. I believe that, and I think that is the mission we ought to be engaged in.
As former Defense Secretary, former CIA Director Leon Panetta, here on Maryland Morning 88.1, I'm Sheila Cast. He'll be in Baltimore tomorrow to open the new season of the Baltimore Speaker Series presented by Stevenson University. Secretary Panetta, you've watched President Obama's decision-making at much closer range than most of us. In your view, why did he choose this course in Syria?
I believe he has the best interests of the nation at heart. I believe his goal is to try to make sure that the United States does not get involved in another war in the Middle East. And I understand that. I think Americans understand that. But America also has to show leadership. It cannot just stand to the sideline and allow chaos to reign in the Middle East. We have national security interests in the Middle East, and we have to provide leadership. I think if there's anything we've learned in the last few years, it's that if the United States does not provide leadership, nobody else will. And I think, you know, ultimately the president understands that, but he's trying to do it in a way that can avoid any kind of direct confrontation. I understand that concern, but I also believe that the United States needs to work with other Arab nations to develop the kind of coalition force that can be engaged not only in dealing with terrorism and ISIS, but also in dealing with continuing influence from Iran in the assistance of terrorism.
You left government in 2013 before Edward Snowden published his leaks about widespread government surveillance of internet and phone records. I'm assuming you disapprove of Snowden's disclosures, but how do you make the case such wide surveillance is justified?
I think it's important to understand that in our country, we really do not have to choose between protecting our security and protecting our freedoms. The reality is, since 9/11, we recognized that we had to improve our intelligence. We had to be able to track terrorists so that we could avoid another 9/11 type attack. And we took those steps in line with our Constitution. I mean, we did this through acts of Congress. We have oversight not only by the Congress, but by the President of the United States, so that there were protections to try to make sure that we did not abuse the rights that we had to assert in order to protect our country. There's no question that we ought to be transparent about the things we're doing. There's no question that we ought to make sure that we continue to ask the question, are we doing this in line with our Constitution? But I also believe that we have a responsibility. Our first responsibility is to protect the safety of this country.
Former Defense Secretary and former CIA Director Leon Panetta, he spoke with Sheila Cast last week. Leon Panetta will be at the Meyerhoff Symphony Hall tomorrow night, the first in this season's Baltimore Speaker Series, presented by Stevenson University and moderated by Sheila Cast. We've got more information on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. And a reminder that Sheila is the new host of Midday here on WYPR. You can catch her today at noon right here on 88.1. That's it for us today. Coming up Wednesday on Maryland Morning, the Stoop Storytelling Series is 10 years old. We'll tell the story of the Stoop with its founders, Jessica Miles Henkin and Laura Wexler. That's coming up Wednesday morning on Maryland Morning. Until then, I'm Tom Hall. Thanks so much for being with us. Have a great day.